Welcome back, everyone. Today we're going to dive deep into something seriously cool, robotics. But not
Robotics.
just any robotics. We're talking robotics powered by generative AI, that same tech behind ChatGPT.
Ooh, ChatGPT, that's pretty amazing.
It is. Now, imagine that same mind-blowing tech making robots adaptable, easy to use, truly intelligent.
I'm already hooked. Tell me more.
And we've got some fantastic insights from MathWorks, a company they're at the forefront of making this a reality, bringing generative AI to actual robots.
So we're talking about robots that can learn and adapt like living beings.
Exactly. It's a huge leap from those old school programmable machines. It's like, think about it this way. You've got a traditional robot, right? It's got all these separate systems for perception, planning, control.
Separate
Yeah,
systems.
separate. So it's like trying to run a company with departments that never talk to each other. Total chaos. Like, let's say a robot uses a YOLO4 detector.
Okay, a YOLO4 detector.
It might identify a mug in an image, right? But then it needs a whole different process to figure out, like, the mug's exact position, its orientation in 3D space.
Right, to actually grasp it, you need to know more than just that it's there.
Exactly. That's called pose estimation. And it used to be this huge multi-step headache.
Oh, I can imagine.
Generative AI completely changes the game.
So no more corporate systems.
On. It's like giving the robot a box of Legos and saying, figure it out. It combines perception, planning, and control into one system. Think ChatGPT, which uses, it's called a transformer architecture.
Transformer architecture? Okay.
Yeah, these architectures, they let robots actually reason based on what they see and what instructions they're given.
So, like, they can learn from their experiences.
And from massive data sets of images, text, you name it. That's where vision language action models come in, or VLAs. You've got Google's RT2, for example.
I've heard of that one.
It's amazing. It can practically read instructions, look at a scene, and then just do the task.
Wow, that's incredible. So how do companies like MathWorks, they come into play? They're not building the robots, right?
No, but they're the bridge between this cutting-edge research and real-world applications. Think of them as the tool makers, providing the software, the platforms that make it possible to deploy these AI models onto actual robots.
Oh, that makes sense. Making this tech accessible.
Exactly. Their tools like MATLAB and Simulink, they're like the operating system for robot development. And there's this really cool thing they have. It's called the Robot Policy Block. It's in Simulink.
Robot policy block.
Yeah, it's like a translator between the high-level AI and the robot's actions. You feed it instructions, visual data from the robot's cameras, and it generates the specific commands for the robot to follow. So it's taking the AI's reasoning and turning it into, like, move this arm here, grab that object.
So it's making the AI actionable.
Exactly. And then to make things even smoother, they have these super realistic simulations.
Simulations, I've heard of those.
Yeah, so you can test your robot's behavior in a virtual world before letting it loose in the real one. It's like a video game for robots, but it's super valuable for safety and efficiency.
Right, work out the kinks before they cause any real-world problems.
Precisely. We're talking about a massive shift here. We're going from rigid programming to robots that can adapt and learn. It's a whole new era.
It's really exciting. So we've laid the groundwork. We've seen the before and after of robot brains. What's next? What are these robots actually doing out in the world? I'm dying to
Hold
know.
on to your hats because that's where things get truly mind-blowing. All right, so generative AI is shaping things up in robotics, but like, how is this actually playing out in the real world? What are we seeing beyond just the research papers?
One of the most exciting things is something called zero-shot deployment.
Zero-shot deployment. Okay.
Yeah, imagine this. You've got a robot and it can just walk into like a totally new environment and start doing tasks.
Wait, without any specific programming for that space.
Exactly. No, like lengthy training, no recoding. It's crazy.
So it's like it already has all this knowledge from its training data.
Yeah, and it can apply that knowledge to brand new situations.
Huh. So it's like a chef.
A chef.
Yeah, walking into a new kitchen. They may not know the exact layout,
Right.
but they know cooking principles, so they can adapt.
Exactly. And this is already happening.
Really? What kind of impact are we seeing?
Well, it's still early, but the potential is huge. Think about like manufacturing
Okay.
or logistics robots could be easily moved around to different areas.
Without having to reprogram them every single
Yeah,
time.
exactly. It could be a game changer for efficiency.
Makes sense. So it's not just about smarter robots, it's about versatility.
Totally.
Okay, so we've got robots that can adapt to new situations, but what about understanding complex instructions? Like, that's always been a hurdle, hasn't it?
It has, but that's another area where generative AI is making a big difference.
Really?
We're seeing these emergent capabilities.
Emergent capabilities, okay.
Robots are going beyond just simple commands. They're actually starting to understand what they're being asked to do.
Give me an example because I'm not quite picturing it.
Okay, so let's say you tell a robot to find me a tool for tightening a screw.
Okay.
In the past, it might have just grabbed anything that looked kind of like a tool.
Even if it was totally wrong.
Yeah. But with these new AI models, it can actually reason about the task.
It understands tightening a screw, what tools are used for.
Right, even if it's never seen that specific tool before.
Wow, so it's like the robot is actually understanding the world.
Yeah, and the possibilities are mind-blowing. Think about abstract thinking or symbolic understanding.
Uh-huh.
Robots that can interpret diagrams, understand gestures. It's a whole new level of human-robot interaction.
So we're pushing the boundaries of what's possible, but what about the development process? Is it getting any easier?
Absolutely. Remember those high-fidelity simulations we talked about?
Yeah, for safety testing.
Right. Well, they're also changing how we develop these AI systems.
Because you can run tons of experiments virtually.
Exactly, without any real-world consequences.
But how does that translate to better AI?
Think of it like this. You're training a robot to navigate a warehouse.
Okay.
In the past, you'd have to program every single scenario, every obstacle.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
It was. But with simulations, you can create a virtual warehouse and run thousands of tests.
And tweak the model each time.
Exactly. It's like a crash course in warehouse navigation.
That's really cool. Are there other ways to use simulations?
Definitely. Tasks that involve fine motor skills like assembly or even surgery.
Oh, wow.
You can create realistic virtual environments where the robot can practice over and over.
It's like blurring the lines between the virtual and real world.
It is.
Which brings up another thought. How do we ensure that all this amazing potential is used safely and responsibly? We're talking about robots that can make decisions.
You're absolutely right. Safety is paramount, and that's something we'll dig into in the final part of our deep dive.
We've been talking about all this amazing stuff with generative AI and robotics, you know, zero-shot deployment robots that can reason and adapt. It's really impressive.
It is.
But, you know, with all this talk about intelligent machines, I can't help but think about safety. Like, how do we make sure these robots are actually going to operate reliably, especially as they become more autonomous?
Yeah, you're right. Safety has to be the top priority as we move towards more sophisticated robots. We can't just hope for the best.
So how do we address that? What are the safeguards?
Well, one key strategy is rigorous testing, you know, making sure things are really solid. And for that, those high-fidelity simulations we talked about, they're crucial.
Right. We talked about using simulations for development and training, but how do they help with safety specifically?
It's like a virtual proving ground. We can create these incredibly detailed simulations that mimic the real world.
Oh, okay.
And then we put our robots through all sorts of challenges, obstacles, malfunctions, unpredictable events, and we see how they react.
So we're basically stress testing them in a safe environment before they ever go out into the real world.
Exactly. If a robot fails a test, we can go back, analyze the data, refine the model, and run the simulation again.
So it's like a constant process of improvement.
Yeah, finding and fixing potential problems.
That makes sense. But even with the best simulations, isn't there always a chance that something unexpected could happen in the real world? I mean, reality is messy.
Absolutely. That's why we need multiple layers of safety measures like redundant systems.
Redundant systems.
Yeah, so if one component fails, there's a backup to prevent a catastrophe. Think of it like the emergency brake in a car.
Okay, so it's like a safety net.
Exactly. It's an extra layer of protection.
So it's a combination of testing through simulations and designing robots with these built-in safety features.
Right, and it's an ongoing process. We're constantly learning and improving, making these robots safer and more reliable.
This has been a really fascinating look into the world of generative AI and robotics. We've seen how this technology is making robots more adaptable, more capable, and even easier to use. But we've also touched on the importance of responsible development, you know, making sure these advancements are integrated into our world safely and thoughtfully. It's been an incredible journey. So thanks for joining us. And until next time, keep exploring the amazing world of technology and innovation.